Interesting. Very interesting. Incredible! Have you seen this, Mosey? Mosey?
Oh, hey, Flip!
Still watching the Holovision, huh?
Yeah, there's a real Gooblers of Tralfamador 5 marathon on. Oh, this show cracks me up.
Well, while you've been in here watching the Holovision, I've been doing some research on our next episode of our travel pod. Mosey!
What?
You're not listening to me.
Sure they are, Flip. Hey!
As I was saying, I think I found the perfect location for our next episode.
Uh-huh. And does it have a name?
Yes, it does, Mosey. This part of the planet is called Florida.
Florida, huh.
That is correct. It is a land formation known as a peninsula on the continent of North America.
Peninsula, huh. So what? There's a bunch of pins and stuff down there?
Not quite, Mosey. Because of its unique location, this particular peninsula is home to a wide variety of Earthlings. Take a look.
Snakes. Opossums. Oh, hey! This one looks like you, Flip. Manatee. Look at his squishy little face.
Give me that! Anyway, Mosey, as I was saying, I think we owe it to our listeners to find out exactly why so many Earthlings call this part of the planet home.
Yep, sounds good, Flip. We'll leave right after this episode. Oh, I love this show so much. It's so good. Riding through the solar system, our spaceship hit a rock. So we thought we'd look around and learn about this planet from the creatures that we found. And when they speak, they always sing. So we learn from all the animals how to be an Earthling.
Hey, grown-ups, power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Now, Mosey, it says here that a creature known as Florida Man has been seen riding manatees in this area. I believe that he would be the perfect Earthling to interview for our guide.
Oh, yeah.
Mosey!
What?
Will you put down your portal holo and help me look for Florida Man?
Just one more episode, Flip. I'm almost done.
You said that 4 episodes ago.
I know, but this time I mean it.
Mosey, we are stranded here on Earth to interview Earthlings, not to watch the real Gooblers of Tralfamador 4.
It's actually Tralfamador 5. Besides, Flip, this show is helping me develop real-world skills.
And how exactly does it do that?
Well, just last week, Galadriel had to comfort Trilda after she got a suction tube stuck to her back.
And this translates into the real world. How exactly?
Well, what if we have to interview an animal that has a suction tube stuck to its back? I don't know exactly how to deal with that situation. You'll see. So, one more episode?
Mosey, you watch too much of that HoloVision.
You say it's too much, but I'm doing research.
You are so hard to work with sometimes.
That's not true, Flip. I just challenge your assumptions.
Well, in most situations, you always go charging in.
I'm brave and comfortable in my skin.
Yeah, and you're loud as a plane.
Well, that's because I stick up for my friends and I'm never ashamed.
Maybe we're both right.
Say what now?
Could it be possible that both things could be true?
How could we be both right?
I don't know.
It might be possible that two true things rendezvous.
But you know what? You're not exactly a Gooblerian princess yourself.
Obviously, Mosey. I know I am not perfect.
Yeah, but I don't you're quite aware of all your faults.
Oh, well, by all means, please enlighten me.
Okay. You never bend from your plans.
Yeah, that's because I have excellent discipline and follow.
You overthink everything.
Yeah, that's because I'm extremely thoughtful and good at listening.
More right.
Mosey, I know we've been best friends for 500 years, Mosey, but sometimes I wonder how we get any work done at all.
Flip?
Do not interrupt me, Mosey. This is important.
But Flip!
With our different opinions and interests, it seems illogical that we would be able to work together as a team, but...
Flip! Look behind you!
What?
It's okay. It's all right.
A little bird, watch out!
Yeah, there's a giant lizard monster behind you.
That giant lizard monster has a name, you know.
I don't understand, Larry. What did I do wrong?
Maybe a little less teeth next time, mate.
You said to smile more.
I'm sorry. I am a little confused.
Me too. You're not going to eat us?
No. I just wanted to come over and say hello.
Problem is, when Gary comes over and flashes his smile, everyone just goes running in the other direction.
Yeah. I'm a people person with no people.
Right. And are you a Florida man?
A what?
We're looking for an earthling called Florida Man to interview for our guidebook.
Well, I don't know if we can help you there. Never heard of a Florida man before. My name's Larry. I'm a wading bird. This is my pal.
Gary. Nice to meet you.
And you are definitely not a wading bird.
What gave it away? The 3-inch long teeth or my great big snout?
For me, it was definitely the teeth thing.
My mate Gary here is an alligator and a pretty big one at that.
More of me to love.
Yeah.
And you two are friends?
Oh, yeah.
Best friends. It's called a mutualistic relationship.
Yes, of course, a cuticalistic relationship. Write that down, Flip.
I think I'm a little confused again.
Well, why don't you tell them how we met, Larry?
Thank you.
Well, one day I was flying along, looking for fish over this fish field, giant murky pond. And I landed on the shore and I walked around a dune. Heard a sound, turned around, and I saw a big hungry raccoon. Oh no, I wanted just to run, but there was nowhere to fly. And the raccoon licked his chops with hunger blazing his eyes. I calculated all escape routes I could identify, but I knew I was a goner, and I said my goodbye. Out of the water, and to my surprise, Gary appeared and got gargantuan size. That was the end of my crazy ordeal. Gary turned that raccoon into his meal. Then I realized it was then I could see I'm good for him and then he's good for me. And I said, Gary, I think I've got a really good idea. I said, oh, we can make a deal. We can make a deal. Now we both know how we feel. And our lives are great when we work together. Oh, we can make a deal. Let's make a deal. Yeah, we'll both get better meals. Everything was just work out better. Oh, so we made a deal. Yeah, we made a deal. Now we both know how we feel. And our lives are great when we work together. Oh, so we made a deal. Yeah, we made a deal. Now we both get better meals. And everything seems to work out better. Our Irish food, he scares off my predators. With my presence, he beats his competitors. I don't know here just who has it better, but it's a mutual both of us benefit.
Gary and me have a give and take.
Right.
Kind of unusual.
Say that again, friend.
But our friendship's like winning a big sweepstakes. It's so mutual.
Deal. Yeah, we make a deal. Now we both know how we feel. And our lives are great when we work together. Oh, we can make a deal. Let's make a deal. Now we both get better meals. And everything will just work out better. Oh, so we made a deal. Yeah, we make a deal. Now we both know how we feel. And our lives are great when we work together. Oh, so we make a deal. Yeah, we make a deal. Now we both get better meals. And
that's right, friend. It sure does.
Ah, you're the best, Gar.
Oh, you are, mate. You are. Yeah, but not all animal relationships in the Everglades are as peachy as ours.
What do you mean?
Well, why don't you two hop on my back there and we'll show you how things work around here.
That sounds like an excellent idea.
Yeah, getting on an alligator's back. What could possibly go wrong?
Flip and Mosey will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups. Do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Back to Earth.
All right. Everyone on board.
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Why would you want to live anywhere else?
Wi-Fi, air conditioning, less bugs. Ow!
Anyway, you were about to tell us about the other animal relationships that take place in the Everglades.
Ooh, are we about to get some gossip? I love gossip.
That's right. They're not always copacetic as mine and Gary's.
They're not?
No! Take your relationship with Gary, for example.
Our relationship with Gary?
That's right. You may have just met him, but you're already starting to build a relationship with him.
You'll take your ride on my back right now, remember?
It's pretty hard to forget.
Gary here is providing you with transportation.
And I'm protecting you against other predators in the area.
Other predators?
Oh, yeah. But what is he getting in return? Nothing at all.
Don't get me wrong. I don't mind doing it, but this is basically a one-sided relationship.
And a one-sided relationship in the animal kingdom is called commensalism.
Well, of course it is. I knew that. Write that down, Flip.
Commensalism, huh?
That's right. The one animal benefits...
And the other doesn't.
Well, I'd like to think that our sparkling personalities and riveting conversation are a benefit, but whatever.
And if I recall correctly, you said there were at least 3 symbiotic relationships here in the Everglades.
Which means that... Well, hold on, Flip. I can figure this out. Wait for it. Carry the one. There's one relationship left.
A big brain over here is right. There's one more relationship here in the animal kingdom, and it's the most despicable of all.
A parasitic relationship.
Ooh, yeah, parasitic. Write that.
Writing it down.
Yeah, a parasitic relationship is when one animal benefits and the other is harmed by the relationship.
In fact, I think I see a parasitic relationship in front of me right now.
What? Me and Flip? No. We're not in a parasitic relationship. We're just having a friendly disagreement about the real Gooblars of Tralfamador 5. And
I'm not talking about you two.
You're not?
No. I'm talking about that great big leech on your friend's back.
The great big what?
The blood-sucking leech on your back. Right now.
Okay, calm down, Flip. It'll be okay. Just calm down.
How can I stay calm when there's a blood-sucking parasite on my back?
Okay, think, Rosie. Think. What would Gladriel do?
Gladriel?
Yeah, from Gooblars.
Get it off.
I got it. Hush, fiddle-freaky Flip. Just stay calm.
What exactly?
I'm a little confused.
Me too.
Mosey, will you tell me a story?
Sure. If you will just simmer down. Remember that time when we were out among that big red giant gas star planet system, and those little yellow space bugs started creeping in the ventilation, all because I missed that warning sign.
I believe you are watching Holovision instead of the monitor.
You were so kind. I got bites on every tentacle, because the buttons looked identical.
No, they didn't.
Instead of being mad because the chaos was preventable, you just helped me read the manual. So I was more prepared for the next time.
But, Mosey, where exactly is this story going?
Look, sometimes I am lazy, don't get engaged easily. I waste a lot of time doing selfish things needlessly.
That's
but
true.
You were always kind. You always fix my mess neatly, and you open up my mind. Always treat me with decency, and you always got my best interest. Showed me time and again what friendship is, and all I do to repay you is just be myself. But I hope that that is enough.
Hard on yourself. I mean, you help me out all the time.
Really? How?
Remember that time when I got stuck in engineering?
Oh, yeah.
And I almost lost my hearing because I made that big explosion trying to open up the bay door. just helping me stay calm and showing me that big old patch of semi-alkaline corrosion.
What are you talking about?
Look, sometimes I freak out and I get uptight, but you always help to chill me out, show me other ways, keep it light, and you always have my best interest. Show me time and again what friendship is, and all I do to repay you is just be myself. I hope that that
That's
is
so silly.
Enough.
I can't believe that you feel the same way. Maybe we are a lot more compatible. Maybe our differences are what makes us a successful travel couple.
Is it Robin again?
Yeah, I think it is.
You'll never stop Robin the Leech!
Ew, ew, ew! What do I do with him?
Just chuck him overboard.
He'll find someone else soon enough.
Bye-bye, Leechy!
I'll be back!
Yeah. Thanks for saving me back there, Mosey.
Don't mention it, Flip. That's what I'm here for.
How did you know what to do?
Well, it's exactly what Gladriel did for Trilda on Gooblars when she got that suction tube stuck to her back.
She sang to her?
Yeah, to keep her calm while she yanked the suction tube off.
Well, it was very brave of you, Mosey. Thank you for keeping me calm while I was having a panic.
And
maybe those TV shows did provide you with some real-world skills after all.
Aha! I told you it would! And so ends another Earthling adventure.
Today, we met Gary and Larry, an alligator and wading bird from the swampy Everglades of Florida.
And this dynamic duo showed us that there are a lot of different ways that animals work together in the animal kingdom.
Some good.
And some not so good.
There are three main types of relationships between Earthlings.
One, cuticleism. Mutualism.
Mutualism is when both animals benefit from the relationship.
Two, commensalism.
Commensalism is when one animal benefits from the relationship and the other gets nothing out of it.
And three, parasitism.
A parasitic relationship is when one animal benefits from the relationship and the other is harmed.
And lastly, we found out that Flip and I have a pretty special symbiotic relationship.
A textbook mutualistic relationship.
So, want to watch one more episode of Gooblars?
You got it, buddy.
Until next time, this was...
How to be an Earthling.
This show cracks me up.
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Well, thank you, Earthlings, for joining us for this guide to how to be an Earthling.
We hope we helped you discover something new about your incredible home planet.
And if there's one thing we've discovered, is that your planet is big. You got land, sky, and ocean? Sure, that is way too much for any two intergalactic travel guides to cover on our own.
So that is where you come in.
We need your help. We can't do this on our own. I need me time.
What Mosey is trying to say is that we need your contributions to our Earth Guide. If you happen to notice or learn something interesting or unusual about an Earthling species on your planet, please share it with us.
You can call us on the Selly Telly Ring-a-Ding-Dingy at 1-833-4-FLIPMO. That's 1-833-4-FLIPMO. Write that down.
Your field reports may be used on an upcoming Earthlings travel pod.
That's 1-833-4-FLIPMO. Just like our name!
Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling is a Tinkercast original production. And all of the original songs you heard in this episode were written and arranged by Jason Rabinowitz and the Pop-Ups.
How to Be an Earthling is written by Kenny Curtis and Thomas Van Kalken. Written by... What does that mean?
That means they put the words in our mouths, Mosey.
Oh, okay.
Our masterminds of original sound design are Jason Rabinowitz, Ed Rosenberg III, with help from our senior production director, Jed Anderson.
Our show is edited by Jacob Stein with additional production assistance from Henry Moskal.
Our executive producers are Guy Raz, Mindy Thomas, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer.
A tip of the tentacles to the rest of the Earthling team, including Jessica Bodie, Natasha Crandall, Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Leifer, and Joaquin Friedman.
And special thanks to the actors you heard in this episode, including...
Jason Rabinowitz.
Oh, yeah, him.
And our Earthling alter egos, Courtney Shaw...
And David Ryan Smith. I ate him, and his voice comes through me.
Grown-up Earthlings, you can follow us online at EarthlingPod.
Our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
And finally, thanks to you for listening. Without you and your planet, we'd probably be in some remote galaxy screaming into the void of a black hole.
But now we're screaming in your ears. Ha! And might I say, those are very oddly shaped appendages.
Mosey!
Until next time...
Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.